What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, lover. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week and so excited about our show today. Hope everyone's doing well wherever you are listening in. And it's already that seasons are changing. We're doing this right now in the fall, and it's amazing depending on where you are. Of course, if you're on island in Hawaii, we don't feel much of a change. If you're on the mainland, depending on where you are, there's the fall's starting in and the leaves are starting to change, and it's just beautiful seasons. And it's funny, we have seasons in life too, don't we? And it's just that takes us into how sometimes nothing in life stays the same. The only thing constant is change. So it's going to bring us to our show today is about real estate menu systems and traditional real estate. Real estate menu systems incorporate a true menu of services. They offer you flat fee, full service, buyer brokering, buyer rebate, all types of services, but they're more of an a la carte fashion, and you can also have full service. We started offering them. I actually created a menu back in 1994 when it wasn't the fashionable thing to do, and it was so necessary for people back then. And now it's the way of the future. So we're going to talk about what's here to stay, what's going to be a thing of the past, and kind of weigh in with us. There's many, many good reasons to still have traditional real estate. And I personally believe buyers and sellers should have choices. And with the internet and just the way everything's changed, so many people are more savvy in the deal. So many people can go to Google and get internet and get into the process. And a lot of people like to be more involved these days. So I'm going to share some insights. We're going to get into some different changes. So if you're an agent or broker listening in, this is definitely for you. If you're a buyer or seller, it's something you may think about exploring, because you can save a lot of money if you want to get involved, and if you do not want to get involved, there's still options with the same brokers to actually have everything handled for you. So we're going to go through in a couple minutes just different changes that have happened, and we have a guest coming on our second half, Donnell Spivey, who's been in the industry for over 29 years. He's going to weigh in on it with us because he does not offer the menu. He sticks with the full service, and he's going to share his insight as to why he thinks that's the best way to do business. So we're going to have both takes on this today. Donnell's philosophy is providing professional real estate services. He leads and manages a real estate team of agents specializing in residential and investment property sales. But they provide full-time professional real estate services, he says, where he becomes the client's personal assistant in the real estate transaction. So it'll be fun to weigh in later and get the take on that. When we offer real estate menu systems through our network of real estate agents and brokers, we're kind of giving you, the seller or buyer, if you're a seller or buyer, the ability to get involved and kind of like be the broker, be the agent. We're giving the power back to you. When we do that, it could sound scary. You're an agent or broker listening in thinking, hey, what do you mean you're giving the power back to the buyers and the sellers? They're not really trained to handle every aspect of the transaction. And not that this is rocket science, and I'm sorry I throw that out there. I guess it's just because I've been in so many years, I don't look at it as rocket science, but it's extremely important, very important to handle, have professionals handle the transaction and work with you as a buyer or seller, and these are for agents and sellers, agents listening too. It's important to make sure that you're not skipping any part of the transaction, because that can come back to bite you later. You're spending an awful lot of money, people are buying properties, investing in properties, etc., and it's important to make sure that the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. So giving a little bit, going back to history-wise, and I'm basically talking about real estate in the United States, we have found people are offering menu programs all over. Depends on where you are. It's becoming much more a thing of the future because it's so much easier to do now because of the internet. It's easier to have the products and services set up to where people can use them on an as-needed basis. That includes agents too. But the problem is when there is a problem, or to make sure that the glue is all holding the transaction together. So in history, going back in history in the U.S., the first real estate board, I guess, was 160-some years ago. I don't have it in front of me. That was actually in Baltimore, was one of the first real estate boards that was put together for agents and brokers to be able to transact and put out good information to the public. National Association of Realtors is in Chicago. They also have an office outside of D.C., and they've created, and we belong to as well, a huge network of agents and brokers and licensees that and they provide education, they have rules and regulations, they have established ethics. It's a very, very good system, and it's been around a long time, so there's a lot of foundation and systems in place to be able to utilize when you're a National Association of Realtors broker or agent. What happens from the comes it goes down, and then there's local boards in different cities and jurisdictions across the country. So everybody adheres to rules. The good thing that's in place is the contracts that agents and brokers provide, if you're a member, actually are written by attorneys, real estate attorneys, for the boards. So what happens is we have a wealth of information at our fingertips that we can grab, and we have to stay updated on rules and regulations and changes. So for buyers and sellers that want to use a real estate menu system, and it's really beneficial to be able to work with a team of agents or brokers that can actually help them guide them through the process so that they're not alone. And that's basically what we've had happening, you know, in history. So without the computers and the internet, people had to find properties. How did they find properties? They just did it through word of mouth and then advertising. You'd go to a local broker, a local agent. The agents and brokers usually kept inventory in-house. A lot of commercial brokers still and brokerages still have a lot of their inventory in-house. Many are using LoopNet, but not all. But LoopNet's a great system, but many commercial brokers don't output the properties into your local MLSs. So there's a lot of years and a lot of work and a lot of trial and error and a lot of rules in these jurisdictions, and there's laws in each state, jurisdictions to protect the consumer. And so then we have so years ago it would have been like the Wild Wild West. Now, when people are able to have real estate menu programs and utilize them, you have a buyer or seller coming into the transaction, and the scary part is, do they know the rules? Do they know what they have to protect themselves from? And that's where, when we offer real estate menu systems in our network, you're covered, and that's where people are covered. So I can totally understand the agents and brokers that do not want to offer real estate menu systems and say, hey, wait a minute, it's risky, because what if the seller and buyer do not know what to do or how to protect themselves? And this is where, in the full service, the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, if the agent and brokers are doing their jobs. I mean, I've been around a long time, and I see a lot of situations where things aren't covered. So that's where I love the menu systems, because people can, you know, make sure, I think it's really important to make sure their contracts are covered, make sure the home inspections are done, that you do all the inspections on the properties, and that if you're working in the system. So we're touching on this a little bit today because I want to take the pros and cons, and real estate brokers and agents that are debating, hey, do I get into this business like this? What do I do? Do I stick with traditional? Do I make the switch fully? I really believe in a true menu, which is what we offer with Realty Universal Membership Network Association. We teach agents and brokers how to implement these systems in your business and also use some of our systems so that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. And I truly believe in it. I've given up a lot of money, a lot of hours, a lot of life to do to get that out there in times when it was not the fashionable thing to do, when people were against, or agents and brokers were against everyone offering programs and menus to the consumer. So I'm looking forward to weighing in on our second half with Donnell Spivey, because he definitely wants to stick with the traditional way of doing it and not sway from that. And so we have a lot of history and a lot of practice and things. Now there's a lot of different. It really depends on what type of transaction you're doing. We've had people do $5 million sales through a menu program and only go into the MLS with the flat fee MLS. I used to think I would never see that. I used to think people are going to want everybody involved in that transaction, but that doesn't always happen. We've had commercial properties listed through the MLS at times. It really is just important to make sure everything's covered, and that's what starts with the contract. Your contract has to be really rock solid, and that's what we get with the boards in that. So a lot of people that are listening to this now, the agents and brokers, are really familiar with the real estate menu systems that Realty Universal offers. You see many different companies out now trying to get ahead of the rest and offer different systems, and with technology, combine both. It's not going away. That's one thing we can be sure of. This is definitely here to stay. And so what do you do if you start to feel stuck and you're wondering, what do I do? I mean, you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, and you don't want to just quit what you're doing. There is a way to just start shifting over into offering real estate menu systems, shifting over into looking at some other ways of doing the industry. It's really, really changing fast, and I believe with technology, that's not going to go away. So what we're working on is, how do we introduce these systems and keep it simple? Because people are so inundated these days that it's just too much. And so we're working on that and tweaking it, and we've had years of experience doing it. And I think people, buyers and sellers, like to be able to take back the power. They like to be able to go in and get very involved in their transaction, for the most part, is what we see. We offer checklists and kits and other information that just, it seems so easy to us because we're so used to doing it, but it definitely has pros and cons. I mean, we have checklists. We have things that need to be done from the beginning to the end. And as they say, the devil's in the details. So as long as you're covering your details, it usually isn't a problem. So there's many, many good reasons. So I've talked to a lot of old-timers in the business who want to get out of the business. It's changed so much that it's not fun anymore compared to what it was years back. And I really believe that if you're so good at what you do and you've stuck in it that long, before just quitting, you may want to explore some of these technologies and get in and go to some of the meetings, call people. Don't feel afraid to reach out and call other brokers you know, other agents you know. You can come, you can contact us on Realty Universal. You can get into, get some of the newsletters, get some tidbits. I mean, most of us do go to the real estate conventions, and there's a lot of information that's put out through NAR and other publications, InMin, et cetera. But it's still good to go and talk firsthand to people that are in it right then and there and not feel so inundated. Because when I truly would not want to ever go back to doing just totally full service and nothing else, because when you're an agent or broker, the freedom and the flexibility that you have implementing technology, real estate menu systems, your life, your philosophy, and working with your clients and customers, giving them what they want, is just miraculous. It's definitely, I would say, I don't know any brokers or agents that have gone back the other way fully. I did talk to somebody in New York that is doing more full service just because of the way it's the attorneys draw the contracts and the way the contracts go. They're doing more full service than they used to, but they still like the flexibility of the menu system. And so it's definitely a good way to go. We are going to take a quick break and come right back.
It's your Minute with Maxwell. Here's author, speaker, and mentor to millions, your friend, John Maxwell.
How do I get off of the I think I'll do it to the do it stage? You see, many people, their life is something like this. Ready, aim, 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 aim. They never fire. They never shoot. They never execute. Now, let me just also say there are some people that's like ready, fire, aim. And you know, they don't execute either. They just shoot somebody accidentally. Execute means that there's a ready, preparation, aim, get your target, but then you shoot. The greatest gap in the world is the gap between knowing and doing.
Thanks, John. We trust we added value today. For the video version of The Minute with Maxwell, go to johnmaxwellteam.com.
We are back. This is Realty Universal Radio. This is Natalie Mullinex, and today we are discussing real estate menu systems and traditional real estate. It's changed drastically, and it's not going away. I don't think the menu systems are ever going to go away, and the technology and choices that people have these days. So we've been weighing in on, for most of you listening that are agents and brokers, you're familiar with the menu systems by now, and there's many that are still doing the traditional real estate, and that's what we are going to switch over on our second half and discuss that with Donnell Spivey, who's been a real estate broker for over 29 years, and my hat's off that he's been able to stick with the doing it that way without switching in and offering real estate menu systems. RealtyUniversal.com, you can always go there and sign up for the newsletters, get in and wet your feet a little bit to hear what we're doing, to see what differences we're making, and our goal is to serve as many people as possible and give people choices, but to do it right, to do it with a philosophy, and that's one thing we do with buyers and sellers. When we form a commitment and we take on their property and work with them, we actually have a system, and we form a partnership basically if they're in the menu program, so they can pick what they choose to like, use this if they need it, but if they don't, they can also save quite a bit of money. But the beauty of it, it's like a safety net. They're not alone. And as I was mentioning a few minutes ago, contracts are so important to make sure everything's covered and all the inspections are done. One area that happens a lot, which I'm sure we'll get into with Donnell too, is the emotional aspect of buying and selling a property. There's just a lot that weighs in that sometimes you do need a third party to get involved with the aspect with it. Sometimes when they're just doing a real estate menu system and they're not doing the traditional real estate, that can be difficult That can be difficult. So that's where you can end up needing more of the full service traditional real estate involved. And we are going to take a quick break here and come right back.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for
the
long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property.
Hey there, how are
you? To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you. After consulting with the experts, we set you up to win.
We are back, and this is Realty Universal Radio, and this is Natalie Mullenix. We're discussing real estate menu systems and traditional real estate. So we've gone over some of the changes with real estate menu systems on the first half, and I was mentioning we can't wait to have our guest Donnell Spivey weigh in on the second half. There's so many good reasons to do traditional real estate as well as real estate menu systems. And a quick recap, real estate menu systems incorporate a menu of services, giving the buyer and the seller the option to customize the process. And we're looking at what's here to stay and what will be a thing of the past. And Donnell, he's going to weigh in on us. He has been a real estate broker in Ellicott City for over 29 years in Maryland. He has stuck to the traditional way of doing business. My hat's off to him. And his business philosophy is providing real estate services and leading and managing a team of real estate agents specializing in residential investment property sales and investment property sales. He provides full-time professional services and says, "This is where I become the client's personal assistant in the real estate transaction." Without further ado, I'd like to welcome Donnell. Hey, Donnell.
Hey, Natalie. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, sir, for coming on. I just love to talk to you. It's so nice. I think we've known each other for years in the business, huh? Way back when.
Before I was born, I knew you.
It's so funny. I was talking about in the first half, just bringing up the real estate menu systems and traditional, and how I started offering the menu systems back in 94, but there's good pros and there's cons, and it's amazing that you've been able to stay with offering full service all this time, and it works. And I was going over some things, some pros and cons. And, for example, I was mentioning that contracts are so important and, people now with NAR, we can have our contracts through the boards. And also other things are important that a regular buyer or seller, if they're kind of doing it on their own, aren't going to have that, right? And also one item I'd like to touch on a little bit too later is the personalities and the involvement. Sometimes it's good to have a third person involved, which they may not have if they're doing a for sale by owner program or on their own. And so tell me, what's your take on the full service versus these menu programs that you hear about all the time?
Well, first of all, I just believe in service. I think everybody, have their expertise. And when you provide service from a real estate perspective, you're going to add value to it. And when you deal with for sale by owner, when they're dealing directly with the home buyer, I don't know that that's always a good way to go, because I think there's a need to have that buffer there. Because a lot of times a buyer can read you to tell if there's more room for negotiation in the price and other things that the seller may not even want to
Be present with the buyer while they're discussing it. For example, you know, the buyer may ask them questions about their neighborhood, if there ever been a break-in in their neighborhood or stuff. And if the seller, if they're asking that seller that question directly to the seller, of course he has to be truthful with them. And it may have been something
right.
5-10 years down the road, but you know, it could put a negative spin on that buyer buying your house. So
I
always believe that there should be a buffer between the buyer and the seller. And actually, I tell my sellers is I would prefer that you not meet the buyer until you get to the settlement table.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes.
And just because you, because it's better, what, tell us why do you feel that way? Just because of the communication taboos or?
Yeah, you know, they could ask a question that you really don't want to answer.
Yeah.
And if you're not there to answer that question or address it, then, you know, they will seek the answer on their own, which is the best way for them to get their answer and not rely on someone that's biased to selling their house to give you an answer to that question.
I agree. What happens when you get approached by sellers that say, okay, I want you to, Curses, I want you to give us a menu option or give us that. Do you basically tell them it's all full service or how do you handle that?
Yeah, I don't work that way because, you know, even the seller, if I gave them a la carte, they, from their perspective, could kill the deal.
Right.
So I like
okay.
to be in control of the whole transaction and keep the a buffer between the seller and the buyer. I'm that buffer.
That makes sense. Do you think with people, though, going and looking, they're on the Internet, they're looking for properties, for example, buyers who may want to buy a rebate, how do you handle that? Because many people are finding the properties, not like in the old days when we only had the MLS, right, and they didn't have, even before we had MLS cards, but the buyers weren't able to find the property unless they went to an agent or broker or they saw an advertisement in the paper or a sign for sale. How do you handle that when people are do you have a buyer broker agreement signed right away, I should say? My question is, how do you handle the buyers that are just looking everywhere and they're not making a commitment?
Yeah, well, you're correct that the buyers nowadays can look online and look at the house and other things, but there's a deeper aspect of home ownership. And when you and I first started, you know, our contract was like 2 pages. Now it's like 35 or 40 pages. So, you know, there are aspects of buying a home other than just finding the house. You've got to also
right.
find the right type of financing. There are financing programs out there for first-time home buyers that they may not even know about. And I specialize in trying to find those kind of programs to help people get into homes. In addition, to be able to explain the contract, the sale, and what they're getting into. I don't want to be in a part of a contract with the seller of a house and then the seller controlling the other part and then screw the whole thing
right.
up and neither one of us obtain our goals. So
right, I agree.
I do it all or none. I'm full service or you find someone else that you want to, you know, cut the commission with, you know, whatever.
I love your take on it because we did nothing but full service years ago and then started the menu systems, which I believe in, but there's parts of it, there's parts that are really, the parts that I think the buyers and sellers need to make sure they're covered are the contracts and then the times where they need a third party, you know, and to make sure they're getting all their inspections done. And you're right, when it comes to loans as well, they may not know about the loans or if it's a buyer or a seller, where we as an agent broker is going to know about the different loans. And it's because I know you keep up on everything, so you're really good about that.
So I follow up on the loan process. Even if I'm representing the seller and another agent brings the buyer to the table, I follow up with that buyer's lender just to see how things
mm-hmm.
are going and keep my seller abreast of any issue that may come about. When the appraisal goes out to appraise the property, I will meet the appraisal there to make sure that everything is fine And if there are any issues,
right,
I want to be made aware of them at that time. You know, so there's a lot that goes into full service because that's what it is. It's service, and I believe in giving full professional service to my clients.
I agree with you. I agree. There's a whole lot, and it's interesting. That a lot of times it is holding the glue together. Somebody could come, I've seen buyers come in with other agents, and the agents weren't familiar with certain loans that could work, you know, that they weren't thinking of, and then they don't realize they could use it. You know, USDA may be one in certain areas or different types of loans that somebody's not as familiar with. You go, hey, did you know about that? Oh, no. And then, of course, we can make deals work because we're updating them. So that it's such a disparity nowadays, though, if the agent really does get updated on this or not. That's one of the problems I see a lot. Of course, in-house, you can train your own agents and brokers, right, to be updated with these other programs. But in general, when I look at the industry, I find a lot of situations where they're not updated, you know, unfortunately.
Right. I give you a prime example. There's some new laws that are going to go into effect October 1st. And I guarantee you.
For the agency?
For the agency, yeah. Agency laws.
Yeah.
You know, for sale by owner is not going to know those laws unless they're really up on it. They're looking to sell one house.
Right.
So they're not keeping abreast of the laws. But the agents that are on top of their games will keep abreast of those laws that are going to go into effect and see how it affects them in terms of doing business going forward. The agency law is a big piece that has to do with the representation of a buyer and how do you conduct yourself at an open house. Those are new law changes that go into effect October 1st. And we try to keep abreast of all of them.
There's so many rules and jurisdictions, just like the lead paint addendums, you know, that are federal law, that you have to keep for so many years after the sale. And that is even if you're a for sale by owner, it's not just agent or broker specific. So you're right. There's a lot of different rules and jurisdiction laws. I think that's the beauty of being able to connect with agents and brokers to be able to make sure that they're updated, you know. But they're right. There's so many. I think if you look at transactions and say when a transaction falls, the fall-throughs versus the deals that come together, I do agree with the full service. You're able to hold it together and be the glue that keeps that transaction together. I wish that we had a way in the industry of getting the agents and brokers to be that way. Because not all are checking on every part of the deal, which they should, you know.
Yeah, and sometimes it'll affect the buyer long term, and they don't think about that when they're first trying to buy that house. They're looking at trying to get the best deal, get the best price, but don't think about the long term effects of, you know, the inspections and, like you said, the lead paint addendum and other aspects of home ownership. You know, it's more to it than just putting in and trying to negotiate the best price with the seller. A lot more to it. Because even the financing affects you for, you know, if you stay in it for 30 years, it affects you for 30 years.
You're
so,
right.
You know.
No, yeah. But I know you, and I know you're on your game, and I know you keep up. And you've known me for a long time, too, you know. And I just, we're like from the old school. And
yeah,
there's a lot of brokers that are from the old school. Now, I believe in menu programs, and we do offer a full menu, and I have affiliates in other states that offer the programs too, because I've been working on this for a long time, because I do believe buyers and sellers should have choices. I also, though, I get frustrated with the lack of professionalism in our industry, where you check it and I check it, but not all the agents do, you know. So that's where referrals come in. People refer you because they say, hey, you know, Donnell knows what he's doing, you can trust him, you know. And I think that because it's really not taken care of as well as it should be. But then when we get into our boards, which I was mentioning earlier with the National Association and then our local real estate boards, we always are blessed with getting the up-to-date contracts that have the up-to-date changes, because that's part of what they keep up. So that's because it's huge. And so that's where, how do you, with the full service, though, we end up doing, what do you think about What do you think about full service representing them, but doing some of it virtually, letting the buyer do some of the legwork where you're definitely representing, you're reading the contracts, you're advising them, but not necessarily having to do all the physical part of it, the transaction?
Well, I mean, with technology today, it's cut down on some of the physical. For example, we use a program called Dotloop for our contracts. You know, we send everything through the clouds, if you will, and we're trying to go paperless, but it's very difficult to go paperless. And signing of the contracts is all done or could be done electronically. And
right.
The way that I work it with working with buyers is I first do an initial interview with them and present and go over the contract with them so that when we do find the house that they want, they're familiar with the contract, and then they don't have as much of a fear to sign it electronically because we've already gone through it, and plus they've taken a copy home with them.
Right.
But that's one aspect that is cut down on it. Other than that, in terms of showing properties, I still go out and show the properties because it's not just the buyer looking at it and saying, okay, this is a property I like. So when I go through it, I look at it with buyer's eyes as if though I'm buying the house myself. Look for positive and negative that I can share with the buyer. There's good and bad in every house that you look at.
I agree. So you're looking at, so you're actually the eyes and ears too,
mm-hmm.
looking at everything. That's really good.
So I don't know how else do you cut down on the work that you provide to a prospective buyer. What else from your end and with your services, how else do you cut it down with the amount of time and work you put into it?
The buyers could do either the regular full-service buyer brokering, or they could do the buyer rebate program where they'll get, depending on the amount of work they put in, a percentage of the commission. It's basically giving a percentage of our commission towards their closing costs or off the price. So, and that, of course, has to agree with what the lender allows. You know, so for example, if it's a $400,000 house and the co-op commission is 3%, they could get up to 2%. That means they did a lot. I mean, they found the house, they came in, everything. But typically it may run 1%. It just depends on their level of work. But they're able to go on an auto prospecting system and drive by, go to open houses, things like that, kind of do a lot of the legwork on their own, which is difficult sometimes because not every listing agent wants to show their listing to another buyer, which I think it's wrong. So there's times that people can't get in properties under those programs where you're going to have an agent physically take you. And if we have to have an agent physically take them, then their percentage that they would receive back is less in the long answer there. But I kind of have pet peeves when, for example, if someone calls on our listings and the agent says, will you show it for me, or I'm not going to be available, I'm out of town, or the buyer, we actually still show the property or let them see it. And you have some agents that will say, no, if your agent's not with you, we're not going to show you the property, which I think is wrong because I think that's hurting the seller in getting the property sold. So it's like the long answer. There's different ways that a buyer program can be handled.
I don't agree that I should leave my office to go show a house to your buyer so that buyer can then get a reduction in get a rebate from your commission.
Mm-hmm.
So that means I'm taking time out from my schedule to go show your buyer the house. So that's one aspect that I don't.
But the difference is it's not asking you to show a house that somebody else has listed. It's showing your own listing.
Well, the beauty for me in terms of being a listing agent is that I don't have to show the house. I've done all my marketing, and that's costing me money. So now you want me to go out and show it to a prospective buyer so you and that buyer could earn a commission, and you're still in your office.
It's really good. It's really good to hear that because it's good to hear what you're saying because it's a true scenario of what can happen where they're saying, hey, no, you have to be there. But I think that if it's my listing I wanted to be shown as many times as possible because I wanted to sell. So looking out for the seller, I would still show it or let them piggyback on another appointment. Now, some people, what's your opinion on that? Some people have said, if there's two or three appointments, I don't want two or three people going through at the same time with their agents. And I think it's good because it actually lets people know that, hey, other people are interested. What's your opinion on that? If you have a listing and somebody, you've got two or three showings at the same time, do you let them all go at the same time or do you think that they need to go separately?
Well, I think that if they're there at the same time, it creates excitement. For a prospective
right.
buyer to see that other people are interested. I agree with you there. But for me to take two separate potential buyers through that house,
mm-hmm.
I think that's a disservice to the buyers. Because, someone that should be there addressing and making sure that the needs of that buyers is being met. You know, if that buyer has particular needs,
if you're representing the buyer, you shouldn't take two buyers the same house because that's like a conflict, right? I mean, if you're representing
right.
the buyer, because that wouldn't be fair to the buyer. The one buyer wants to buy and the other one doesn't, you know, says, hey, wait a minute,
yeah.
This isn't fair. So I could see that wouldn't be fair. But, I mean, when it's your listing and they're good and it's your listing and say somebody says, can my buyer piggyback on another appointment? And because we know it creates excitement if you have two or three couples going through the house at the same time. Of course, I mean, from a safety aspect, the seller has to make sure that, you know, everything's put away and they're safe. I mean, that nothing's out that someone could steal because we can't be liable for that type of situation. But I'm just saying there's always two sides to everything in there. It's interesting
right.
when you look at
right.
it. You know, there really is because I'd want my listing to be shown as much as possible, and if the agent's not with the buyer, I don't care because I just want it to be. I want it to be shown, but I understand where you're saying what you're saying. If somebody's wasting your time, and you're having to go show the property, so see, these are things I think that are here to stay. I don't think these issues are going to go away because of technology. We have so much going on that it's. It's a different world nowadays. It really is.
In that scenario, if you have signed a buyer broker agreement with that buyer, but you send the buyer out to look at the houses on their own, then how do you justify earning a commission when all you've done is had a buyer broker agreement signed?
That's a great question. So if the buyer-broker agreement signed for regular full service, right, then
mm-hmm.
they're pretty much not going to go on their own. But if they're doing the buyer rebate program, then they're getting some of our commission. We're, like, giving the power back to them. Now, we can't legally pay them a commission, but say the co-op fee is 3%, they could get 1% of that to use towards closing. Or if it's 2.5%, you know, they could get a percentage to use towards closing. So it's kind of like looking at it as sweat equity that, you know, they're doing some of the work, so they're reaping some of the benefits. They still definitely need to get home inspections. They need to, you know, it has to appraise if they're getting a loan. I mean, all the due diligence still needs to be there. So that's kind of how we justify it because sometimes they're getting much more than we're getting. It really depends on the buyer's history if they've bought other homes before. And they're from a buyer feeling comfortable. But with the internet, I mean, we have auctions going on all over the place on not us, but you know, with technology, people are buying houses unseen, sight unseen on the internet. It's just a whole different world. And I think I was mentioning in the beginning that we were kind of in the wild, wild west years ago, way before you and I were born, in the real estate world. And then slowly, you know, the laws have come in, the changes in the industry, and they're, you know, very good to protect the consumer. And we still all have to adhere to those. But I just think with technology, we're seeing a completely different world out there. Now, I don't do full service for the discount. If somebody needs full service, we charge full service. But you're just seeing so much more go on well, the world, but especially here in the U.S. So that's why I wanted to get your take on it, because I think it's great. So if somebody comes to you, basically most of your business is probably repeat and referrals, I would think, because of the all the years you've been in. But you basically have to say, okay, I'm going to, and you're doing it for the customer and the client's benefit to say, hey, I'm not comfortable then, right, to service you if I can't fully service you. Is that what your philosophy is?
From a broker's perspective, unless there's something in your buyer-broker agreement that, says that the broker is not responsible. So if you do a transaction with a buyer and you give mm-hmm. them limited service and something mm-hmm. goes wrong with that transaction that should have happened, it comes back on the broker unless you've identified yourself in a contract. So... You have to look at it from that perspective, especially if you're the broker.
Right. Right. But I don't think. But I think on the aspects of representing them and making sure the contract's handled well, and they're getting inspections, and they're getting, say, somebody's buying a new house, to make sure that there are a lot, to make sure they do a feasibility study and make sure that the house that they want can be built on that lot. You know, there's so many different scenarios that can come up, right? So I agree with you, because somebody has to dot their I's and cross their T's. If we're representing, they definitely need to be covered. It's set up to where there's a lot that can be done virtually that is still full service because of technology. And then people are getting some of the benefit, but so it's, I think all of it's here to stay. It'd be interesting to see. I think with market changes, one of the things about offering real estate menu systems is people automatically think, oh, you guys are doing discount brokeraging, just total discount brokeraging, and it really isn't discount brokeraging. It's a menu, so they can pick a la carte or full service. But it's interesting to hear. So in your markets, though, have you seen much of a problem with it, or no? Have you? I mean, when you look
no,
at,
no, I haven't.
If you,
I haven't.
No. No, that's great.
You know, I've had people approach me about a rebate system, and you know, mm-hmm. they've approached me from that perspective, but it's only been approached when it's my listing. You know, they want to have the listing agent show them that house, and so that hopefully they can create a discount for them. I've seen that, yeah.
So that's different. That's different. And then the buyer's a customer, right? You don't do,
yeah.
I don't, yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense, because a lot of people do that and go straight to the listing agent, right?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Yeah. It's a tough one, because I believe people have choices, but it's cost a lot of money given the choices, because you're giving up part of your, you know, part of the income, which is tough, and it's interesting to have to keep the philosophy, whatever philosophy you're working with. Of course, great service is, you know, huge, because you want to give service. But it's interesting to look at how to keep the philosophy and make everybody happy, because you can't always make everybody happy. Because like I said, many people say, oh, that's discount, you're just discount, and it's like, no, it's not. So it's a tough. When you're doing a true menu, it really is, it's becoming easier and easier these days because of technology, but it can be confusing, and I do believe that the sellers and buyers, they need to be educated at least to protect them. But it's just such a change in industry. I don't know.
I have a question for you from your perspective when you provide service, a rebate service. So do you have a list of descriptions of who's responsible for what that you guys sign and agree to going into that transaction?
Well, yeah, they actually sign an agreement, and it says it's basically what they're going to do and that we're doing virtually. And, they do sign a buyer-broker agreement, so there's certain things that we have to make sure we're covering as well. So that's a good question. Yeah. We don't take off when it comes to the contract and the property. Like, for example, we don't refer home inspection companies. You and I have been in the business way before they were doing them, you know, and then they started doing them and they weren't regulated. And so we've seen all that. And so I have always been like, no, we're not going to recommend. And the buyer said, well, come on, you're the agent or broker, aren't you going to give me an in? So we can give a list, but the list, clearly they have to sign that we aren't recommending, and this is just a list from the, because
right.
There's too many liabilities. So one thing I've stuck with all these years in the business is that we're the good negotiators. We're going to look out. We can give, we know the things to ask, but we try to put the onus on the buyer in a transaction, even fully representing them as far as, feasibility studies, getting documentation on things, because we don't want to come back. I mean, I've seen situations, I've done a lot of business in Hawaii too, and I've seen situations where a clerk at a zoning office will tell you something and it's not the right information. So everything has to be seen in writing. So, for example, if a buyer needs feasibility studies, we can direct them, or we can get quotes for them to get one. We can explain how to do what they can do, but we don't go to the courthouse and do the work for them. That's just something, because I think when we put ourselves in that position, then we have a lot more liability. But we do say, you know,
right.
need this, or I would get this. So that's kind of how we do that. So there's so
it's
many aspects.
It's different.
But.
It's different from the way that I work, and I was just curious to see how you handle certain things from that perspective. You know, even down to trying to negotiate the deal for them. Do you assist in that?
Oh, now that's where they need us. If we're representing and they're doing the buyer rebate, we're fully handling the negotiation. We're fully handling the contracts, and we're tracking and ordering things through from beginning to end. You know, we're actually, handling all of that, because that's where they need it.
You think it's better if you're negotiating a deal for someone that you would have seen the house?
I absolutely agree with you that it's better to see the house. I do agree with you that it's better to see the house. Now, many times somebody will go and see the house, like once they've already found the house that they want. Many times, I'm not saying me personally because I'm delegate out a lot, but many times somebody will go and look at the house to see that specifically, and I agree with you. But we also have a lot of information on the Internet and photos, et cetera, and a lot of other information that's at our fingertips these days. I think that's a good point.
I know with the photos that, when I, even myself personally, when I put photos online, I'm going to put my best photos out there. I'm not going to put a bad photo out there, even if there may be a bad spot within the house. So, if you're dealing with just the photos, you're only going to see hopefully they will only put the best photos out there.
I agree. No, I agree with you. But I agree. There's a lot of different things that can come up, Mm-hmm. And a lot of it depends on the people and if they need. But it's when you're doing the buyer brokering, it's not like you're not going to ever go to the house. It's just a matter of you're not going to show 20 or 50 properties individually to the person. Once they've narrowed down the property, then it's different. It's just changed so much, Donnell. I think it's really, more and more going on. But it looks
it
like
is,
it's all
it is, and
day.
I just haven't brought into that part of it. Like you said in the beginning, I'm still old school.
I love it. I love it, though. And see, I've been involved in it for years because that's what, I've been doing for years with all the whole gamut all the way around. And I still believe people have choices depending on what they want to do. You have some people that know they want to get involved, and some that aren't going to get involved, at all. But we're already at the end. That's why I would love to have gotten you for an hour. I know. It's like, there's so much. Because it's already the end already. It just goes by so fast. And, I think it's great that you're still doing it that way completely. It's awesome to be able to do a little bit of both.
Right.
And,
So your listeners are still online?
Yeah, we're just about closing off right now. We're going to be going. So what would you, let me, can you give your contact information? Because it's going to, we use a studio thing, it's going to cut out. Okay.
I'm Donnell Spivey. I'm the broker owner of Exit Spivey Professional Realty. My office is located in Ellicott City, Maryland, and my direct phone number is 410 680-2004. That's my direct line. Email address is Donnell@ExitSpiveyPros.com. Thank you very much.
I love it. I love it. Donnell, thank you, and I hope to talk to you soon. And, and if you want to, we'd love to get you for an hour because we could really pick each other's brains. What do you think?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So thank you so much. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter @RealtyUniversal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.